Okay, so today's topic is Arvis Rishus. That discussion. So take a look in the Gemara of Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara introduces this topic. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah describes Ma'ariv as a Tfilas Ha'erev Ein La Keva. There's no Keva. There's no Keva for Ma'ariv at all. The Gemara says it's a funny language to use Ein La Keva for Ma'ariv. What does that mean? Elaim, if it means Zibai Matzle Kuli Laila, if it means you can daven all night long, so listen to Tfilas Ha'erev Kol Laila. It should have been clear. And the Mishnah Shiv said, you could daven kol laila. What does it mean? Ein la keva. It's a backwards way of saying you could daven all night. Ella, my ein la keva, kimandam or tfilas arvis rishus. The Mishnah is assuming that marv is only rishus, it's voluntary. Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, tfilas arvis, Rabbi Gamliel omer chove, Rabbi Yeshua omer rishus. If you continue to the Gemara and on to the next daf, that was a big machlokas, a famous machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, a whole big debate in the Beis Medrash. And had we paskin, so Amar Baye Halacha Kedivrei HaOmer Chova, and Rava Amar Halacha Kedivrei HaOmer Rishus. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that Marv is Rishus. That's what the Gemara says very clearly. Tosus there points out two small Tosusim on the side, the right. Halacha Kedivrei HaOmer Rishus. Tosus already tells us Lav Dafka Rishus. It doesn't really mean Rishus. It doesn't really mean voluntary. Ela Kedepreshus Leil, like you said earlier, which we're about to see. L'chach nikre rishus livatala, meaning it's only called a rishus with respect to some other competing mitzvah. Avur mitzvah acheres ha'overes. If it's up against another mitzvah, there's a clash between ma'ariv and some other mitzvah, the other mitzvah always beats out arvis. Arvis is rishus relative to some other mitzvah. But in a vacuum, we're just about the option of davening ma'ariv or not davening marv, that's not a rishus. You certainly have a mitzvah of davening rishus. So that's what Tosas writes, and we'll see longer Tosas in a second. Tosas says that marv is really a mitzvah, the daven mitzvah. What it means it's rishus is that if there's another competing mitzvah, that you could have the option of doing either marv or some other mitzvah, the chesed, let's say, chesed, or the other mitzvah, always beats out marv. Marv is a rishus in that it's respect relative to another mitzvah, it's a rishus. But when the marv stands alone, there's no other options, it's just about davening marv, that certainly is a mitzvah and not a rishus. That's what Tosfos says. And again, we'll see two Tosfosim who elaborate in some of their nuances. The next Tosfos points out, Hilchasa kevase derav, v'nira dilachach tiknu psukim v'kadish bein geula l'tfila dirishusi. So, because it's a rishus, now Tosfos seems to be soser himself here, but it's not really rishus, he just said it's a mitzvah. But even if it's a mitzvah, it's still a different type of mitzvah, it's not a chova, like shachar and mincha. Because we know, well, mincha is a very different story, but at least legabe legula, samach gula letfila, you can't have any hefsek between gula and shemona esrei, but by marv we do. We have a gula at the end of marv, and then there's kaddish. We have the long brachas, Baruch Hashem. We have v'shamru on Shabbos for those who say it. Why do we have these interruptions between Geula and Shemoneh Esrei and Ma'ariv? Because Ma'ariv's only Rishus. Now, again, it's not a really Rishus. It's a mitzvah, but at the same time, it's not a chova. So that's how we paskin that, again, Ma'ariv is only Rishus. What does that mean exactly? Yes.
How can a Baye paskin against what the Mishnah says?
A Baye paskin against what the Mishnah says.
Mishnah is telling us that
Marv. Oh, you're saying in terms of the Dika, the Gemara, Ein La Keva, it says it's a Rishus, and he says it's a Chova. Yeah, I'm not sure how he has to, it must bring a Raya. Unclear. The Gemara doesn't explain why. I don't know. He must have a Raya in the Brisa somewhere.
Why do we give an example of eating food as something that takes precedence over Marv? If there's another mitzvah, then okay, but the Gemara said that.
Talking Gemara and Shabbos.
Yeah.
Talking about a Suda of some sort. Suda's mitzvah of some sort has to be. Very good. So now take a look in the next page, Daf Chav of the Tosfos here. And we're going to read the Tosfos in Brachos and the Tosfos in Shabbos, and we're going to see some slight nuances. So Tosfos asks a question. The Gemara says, Ta'a v'lo hispalel arvis mispalel b'shachar shtayim. If a person davens, rather he makes a mistake, he doesn't daven marv, he has what's called tashlumim, and he's able to make up marv in the morning with two shacharis. The first way he davens is for shacharis, and the second shachar he davens is a tashlumim for the marv he missed. Asks Tosfos im tomar v'hamarav lekaman tfilas arvis is rishus v'kai malan kavasi be'isurei. The world of tfilas is iser as opposed to mamon. And we paskin that marav is rishus. So why make it up? I miss marav. Okay, what's the big deal? Making up in the morning, tashlum, what's the need? So he ends up answering, going down a few lines, via shlomar, what we saw, and that tells us later on, ha de amrinan tfilas arvis rishus, that which the Gemara calls it rishus, hainu legabe mitzvah acheres. It's a rishus relative to another mitzvah. Hainu legabe mitzvah acheres, vihi overis, and that mitzvah is going to be passing. It's time. It's a pressure of time. It's a mitzvah overis. And then we say, do the mitzvah overis, v'tidcha tfilas arvis mipanel. We push up Mariv for a very urgent mitzvah that's overis, aval chinam, for no reason, ein lo levatla. You certainly should not be mevatel Mariv, and you should say, you should daven Mariv. Mariv is not a reshus. It's not a chova, but it's not a reshus. What is it? It's a mitzvah. And we'll see Tosfos and Shabbos explicitly calls it a mitzvah. It's only reshus again up against another mitzvah. Now, which type of mitzvah does it lose out against? Any mitzvah? Which type of mitzvah? Mitzvah overis. A mitzvah overis, says Tosfos. Here writes mitzvah overis. That mitzvah overis pushes off a tefillas arvis, implying a mitzvah she'ein overis, a mitzvah that's not under, pressed for time, it would not push off marv. Marv would take precedence to a mitzvah she'ein overis.
So if you're able to say marv at any point during the day, then why does it make a difference if it's time out or not?
You can say marv at any point during the night. Right?
So, even if it's not timed out, then you should be able to do the timeout mitzvah and then you have marv anyway.
Yeah, but let's say it's the end of the night, towards the morning. You're running out of time. What should you do? And even if you have plenty of time, the option is to do the mitzvah of Eris. Let's say the mitzvah of Eris is running out of time, and you have plenty more time for Marv. So the answer is you push aside Marv in order to do the mitzvah of Eris. But the mitzvah Shein Overis, you have plenty of time to do it the next day, whatever the mitzvah is. So then Marv would take precedence. Yeah.
So if you were to do, there would be a mitzvah that comes up like earlier in the night. And you do that, we have it down the Marv afterwards.
A mitzvah, if you still have time to daven marav, it's still daven, for sure, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Would it make a difference if the mitzvah is not a verse of the rice and we think that marav is the rabbanon? Would that make a difference that we should go to the rice first?
Possibly. It might depend. There's a discussion in general. Tadr Rishayim, Tadr Kodim. And there's a machlokas between Pnei Yeshua and the Shagas Aryeh, whether or not you say the rice. With Gemara in Zvachim, which is the source of Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodim, also says, Mekudosh Vishenu Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodim, meaning that carbon, which is more Mekudosh than a less Mekudosh carbon, the greater Kedusha comes first. And Gemara talks about what's called more Mekudosh, fine. So, says the Pnei Yeshua in Ashar Gezariah, do you call a Deraisa more Mekudosh than a Dirabanan? That's a machlokas that they have in the poskim. So, it's unclear. Unclear whether you would say that. It comes up, Alach Lamaisa. Let's say a person, let's say you have to say Havdalah and Sfiras Omer. So which should come first? On one hand, Havdalah is more Tadir than Sfira. But on the other hand, Yesh Lachor, is Havdalah Deraisa or Derbanim? Is Sfiras Omer Deraisa or Derbanim? So it depends. So here's well, if you assume, let's say, Arvis is Derbanan, like the Shita of the Ramban, it holds Derbanan, and you have a mitzvah, the rice at hand, so which one should you opt for? So that would seemingly be taloi on this machlokas Pnei Yeshua and Shagas Ari, the Gabe Deraisas and Derbanans in general. So now take a look at Tosos on the bottom of Shabbos Daf Tes Amud Beis, the last Dibur Maschel Laman Damar Tfilas Arvis Rishus. And this Gemara is talking about when does the meal start? If you started the meal, do you have to interrupt to daven or not? So the Gemara says, an interesting Gemara, first the Gemara, I should say, when does the meal begin? Rav Amar Misha Yitel Yodav, when you wash your hands, the Suda has started. Rabbi Chanina Amar Misha Yatir Hagchagora, when you loosen your belt up, that's when the meal's begun. Velo Pligi Halan Halu. There's no machlokas. One is for them, one is for us. And Rashi explained interestingly, in the Bavel, they would wear very tight clothing. They make their belts very tight. Okay, indeed, they have to loosen up a bit. Eretz Yisrael, the clothing was a lot looser, so there's no belt that they need to loosen up. So their haschala was the washing of the hands. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara says that Amar Bai Hani Chavrin Bavloi Leman De Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Since if you assume that Tfilas Marv is only Rishus, Kaven the Sharlo Hemainu, Lobat Chichinalei. Once you've loosened their belt, they started the meal already. So there's no need to go ahead and interrupt your Suda, because Mariv is only a Rishus. Had he not loosened his belt, daven Mariv first, and then have your meal. But once you sit down and loose your belt up, you can eat your meal and daven Mariv later, because Mariv's only Rishus. That's the Gemara. So Tosa says in the bottom of the Evim Tomar, I skip that line nearly, Dafilu Lamandam, or Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Ein Levat Labachinam, Lashitaso, that just because it's a Rishus doesn't mean you should just do away with the Mariv for no reason. Ela Bishvil Shum Tzarch, there has to be a need. Kimo Bishara Himainu Dehacha, loosen your belt for Suda, for Suda's mitzvah. Oh, Im Yesh Shum Mitzvah Sheino Overis, and this is where Tosas differs. Im Mitzvah Sheino Overis, he's much more relaxed here in the definition of Arvis Rishus, even against only a low level mitzvah, like a mitzvah Sheino Overis, it's not pressing for time, you could also push off Mariv. Yaseh mitzvah v'lo yispalel. Do the mitzvah and don't daven. Af al pi sheh mitzvah eino veris ava b'chinim ein levatla. So that's one difference between Tosfos and Brachos, Tosfos and Shabbos, which type of competing mitzvah will override the mitzvah of Arvis Rishus. Then he says something interesting, something we saw the other day with Pnei Yeshua. Teida, I'll bring you a raya. Shere Yaakov, Tokna, Yaakov Avinu was the one who created, instituted Mariv. V'lama yesh levatla b'chinim. How could you say it's a Rishus? If Yaakov Avinu created Mariv, it certainly can't be just a Rishus. It's got to be more than just a Rishus. V'od, d'arminu aperek tefilas hashachar, she k'neged ha'ktaros evarim, she kol halayla, d'lamakvik habara el mitzvah. Even though the burning of the fats and limbs are not ma'akev, it certainly is a key mitzvah in doing so. Hachanami tefilas arvis mitzvah ve'ein laharech. So he brings two interesting rayas. That Mariv is not a Rishus, rather it's a mitzvah. One is because Yaakov was misakin it, must have been a mitzvah. And secondly, it's keneged the haktaris evarim and pedarim, which is also a mitzvah. So what do you learn from Tosfos, from our sugi the other day, the first sugi we did, or the second sugi, I guess, the second sugi we did? What is the source of, what? Karbanos? And then, yeah, both of them. He mentioned both of them. He mentioned Yaakov and the Karbanos. So both of them serve as a model. They're two dinim according to Tosfos. Yes.
Maybe you could say within Tosfos as well, like the thing Yeshua said, that depending on whether you hold it, it's between them and the others, maybe you could also say within it is chover Rishus.
But he seemed to say that Yaakov proves also that's a mitzvah, not a chova. It proves that's a mitzvah. I mean, he's trying to prove that's not, as you said, the opposite. Yeah. It can't be a Rishus from the fact that Yaakov Avinu created it. So it's something more than a Rishus that Yaakov created. But he doesn't say Yaakov made it into a chova. Well, again, the Pnei Yeshua, let's remind everyone of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua said, he thought the machlokas of Arvis Rishus versus chova hinges on whether tefillah is keneged avos or keneged temidim. In other words, if it's keneged temidim, so then it's only going to be a Rishus because haktaris evarim pedarim are only Rishus. If you assume it's like Yaakov Avinu, the avos, then you assume there would be a chova. That was Pnei Yeshua. So now, the Tosfos is invoking both reasons, both sources, to prove that Mariv is Rishus. I mean, a mitzvah, rather. So we're saying, maybe not. Tosfos is trying to say, don't tell me it's a Rishus. It's got to be more than a Rishus. What is that? How do we know? Well, Yaakov is misakin it, so it can't be a Rishus. So what is it? So does it mean it's a mitzvah, or does it mean it's a chov? He doesn't say from Yaakov which one it is. He kind of leaves it open. Yaakov just proved it's not a Rishus. But then he defines, well, what is it? He uses karbanos to prove to us, well, it's got to be at least a mitzvah because evarim pedarim. Is that you're going on that point now?
Yeah, I'm trying to say that from the fact that he didn't say a mitzvah. By Yaakov, maybe you could say
what it's open to that. I agree. It's open from that point because he says it only proves is it's not a rishus from Yaakov. But it's open what it is. But he does come out and have two dinim that they're both relevant factors within Tosfos. A few questions, I see. Yeah.
We had a big problem the first day with Rambam's theory. The one here, Tosfos says the exact same thing. That it comes from both.
Yeah, exactly, and this would work out.
And maybe
I'm not sure we get some Tosfos per se, but he'd be in line with the Pshat and the Tosfos. Exactly, right.
We butchered ourselves and have explained.
Yeah.
That says it's right.
Very clearly in Tosfos, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the way I read this Tosfos, it seems to me this Tosfos is just very weird the way he says it, because he says mitzvah she'ein olveris. That would seem to be being more makel here than the other Tosfos.
Correct. No, again, just, again, arvis is reshus lagabi other mitzvahs. Now, we have to figure out which other mitzvahs. We don't have any guidelines to work with.
But you're saying everything, basically almost anything.
Yeah, in Echanami. Yeah. Your question?
Yeah, even if it's not a mitzvah, any shum sorah, any kirchon would also be...
So you have to figure out what how do you mark the shum sorah? So, for example, when it comes to mitoch and yantif, so mitoch shehutra, the tzorach hutra na mishalol tzorach, you could do a melacha, even for a non-tzorach purpose. Does that mean for any reason? So Rashi and Tosfos argue in Gemara and Beitz and Gemara and Ksubis, no, it has to be some tzorach mitzvah. Is it for bris milah? Is it for kriyas haTorah? Is it to hang out with your children? So again, shum tzorach is undefined here, but if you want to fine-tune it, it should be discussed further. Yeah. Yeah, they seem like going against each other. Yeah, they're overall same sheet in that it's reshus legabi other mitzvahs, but they argue which other mitzvahs, which other tzarachim are needed. But there's a machlok there, Paul. Well, that's exactly his point. Meaning, osa mitzvah means when you're involved in the mitzvah itself. It would seem that the Tosfos would agree, if you start the mitzvah of Maariv, you start davening, you would not have to interrupt in order to do another mitzvah. But let's say, I haven't started either mitzvah. The option of this, Maariv, option of whatever chesed, you go for the chesed.
But is that what
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The question is, which are the mitzvahs? So the Gemara in Brachot, Tosfos says, only if that mitzvah is an overis mitzvah, it's very pressing. Well, here he says, even if it's a mitzvah shein overis, I would still opt for the mitzvah ein overis over Maariv. Good, okay, fine. Now, who argues on this Tosos in that the way Tosos presents the two reasons of the Avos and the Tamidim, who says slightly differently? I give you a hint, it's the next Mar Malkum, the Rush. Well, how does the Rush say this? Anyone pick up on this slight nuance? So the Rush, the way he records this, he agrees to Tosfos that it's also a reshus legabi other mitzvahs. But let's just read how he says this. In general, when you learn Tosfos and Tosfos Rush, or Tosfos and the Rush, many times the Rush seems like he's saying the same exact thing as Tosfos, but oftentimes there are subtle differences. You have to pick up on them. And then they're very, very important. But Tosfos Rush doesn't tell you he's doing that. You have to just read well, carefully. Don't just say, oh, he's saying the same thing. Let me just kind of go over it and ignore it. No. Look what he writes. Go four lines down from the top in the Rush, in the right column. V'yesh lomar dinihid shi reshus ein levatla im lo mipnei tzarech sha'a kegon mipnei mitzvah overes v'shari himayna dilo machuchin alei. Fine. Jump down a line. Teda. Share Yaakov avinu alav Hashem tikna. That proves it's not really reshus. In the Rush, eight lines down or so. V'as mechuha ak tara sevar mu pedarim shemitzvasan kol halayla. Any subtle differences there, you think? No, that's, I don't see the difference there. Which word is an asbechua? It seems, again, maybe it's not a dik, maybe it's a very small, slight dik. But it sounds from Tosfos that both reasons were very strong. He says, first, he says the opinion of the Yaakovinu, the Ode, the Kabanos. Here it sounds like the real Iker, Yaakovinu, was Mesakin, he was Mesakin Marv. And Asmuchuha, there is so mech on Akhtar Sevarim to perhaps the Zmanim, perhaps the details, to create a structure. But Be'iker is connected the Avos, and secondary, the Asmachua is based on the Kabbalah. That's a subtle difference. You don't see it, Dr. Buxton.
Because Yaakov specifically made up Arvis. I mean, that was the whole concept, right? The Nanshe Kassadola came and wanted to replace, and we had the Korban. They had to make something to give the Bnei Yisrael a place, you know, some replacement, so to say, for Kabbalah. And they picked the various, you know, from Tumid and etc. So he's saying, simply saying that they didn't. They said that the arvus that Yaakov did, we're going to know, relevant to this thing. It's not that it's any less important. I don't think that you can say that it's not good.
Well,
because that's what they did. They connected it to that carbon.
But they did it connect in the regard, were they using the tamidim as the goreim, the mechayiv of tefillah, or they're using it as a smachta? Well, because the Gemara says connected to me them tiknam.
I mean, so in other words, it's. I mean, what was the whole concept of tefillah connected korban? Because we lost faith in Mishra everything.
Right.
So, but it's not. I mean, you can't say that the korban comes forcing you to say
shachris. No, we can.
But
we had it ready.
So they said, why so harvest is connected this, but it's not any less than So it's not a.
No, could be a machron. We saw the other day that the Maritzchias writes that we don't learn from the Avos because that's called the Matan Torah. They did it nice. They daven very nice. But
I mean, that was the whole argument.
I'm saying so here as well. So I'm saying so there's room to say that it's possible that they did not base it off the Avos or they did not base it off Karbanos. They're both mutually exclusive, or maybe they're both correct at the same time.
The concept of tefillah did not start with
Anshkenes Gedolah. Granted, but with what we have now. What we have now is that when Anshkenes Gedolah instituted, was that based on what the Avos created, or was it based on what the Karbanos? I'm saying that's one approach. That's some hold that way. Tosfos says that way. But Maritzchias and perhaps Zerah says, no, it was really because the Avos, and they just used to fill in some of the details, Asmachu HaKarbanos. All right, fine. Someone else has a question? Okay, let's keep going. So now the Rush continues to say, just another interesting example, where else we could do away with Mariv. Talks about an interesting topic about the end of Maseches Yuma, Tefillas Mariv and Ne'ilah, that if you say Ne'ilah, it exempts the need to daven Mariv, without going into the great details, but he asks, wait a second, how could Ne'ilah knock off Mariv? Isn't Mariv, you can't just do it for nothing, where's the mitzvah? You need a mitzvah, you need a mitzvah at Tzarech Shah. And he tells us that preparing for the Seuda of Motz Yom Kippur, to get home early, that exempts Mariv, because that too is a Yom Tif, and he quotes from the Medrash, that there's a Motz Yom Kippur Tzuda, is a Kain Yantif. It's kind of like a Yantif. And the way they explain in the Achronim is that really Be'etzim Yom Kippur is a Yantif. That much we know. And there really should be eating on Yom Kippur. We should have a Tzuda, this Yantif, on Yom Kippur. But we can't because we have to fast. There's a Stira. But we should really be eating Yom Kippur. So where's the eating? So Erev Yom Kippur, there's a Tzuda, Mafsekes, which is a Tzuda, Mitzvah. And Matzah Yom Kippur is another Tzuda. It's also a Tzuda, Yantif. So those are two meals you have to have on Yantif. Every other Yantif, you have two meals. You don't have to have three meals. Two meals you have. That's Erev Yom Kippur and Matz Yom Kippur are the Yantif. My brother-in-law, who has, I don't know, 70-plus Svarim or so. So in one of his Svarim, he writes, I didn't go through all of them, but I came across one of the ideas in one of his Svarim. He talks about that the Shabbat Shabbos on the Yom Kippur is called the Shabbos with respect to certain halachas. And, the Gra famously writes that when it talks about in the Parshas Emor, it describes the 6 days of the week and then 7 days, Shabbos. And he asks the question, that's not a Yantif. Shabbos isn't a Yantif. Why is that the introduction, Shabbos, to all the Yom Tovim that's discussed afterwards? So Rav Rosenzweig has a whole discussion. No, because Shabbos is the Makor Bracha. Shabbos is the source of all Kedusha. So that's why it's an introduction to the Yom Tovim afterwards discussed in Parshas Emor. But the Gra says differently. There's famous Gra. The Gra writes that 6 days a week are referring to the six Yomim Tovim that you could do weekday work. Not weekday, but you could cook. You could cook in six Yomim Tovim. What are the six Yomim Tovim? First day Pesach, second day Pesach. One day Shavuos, first day Sukkos, second day Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah. Those are 6 days, six weekdays, low-level Yom Tifs. And the seventh day is a Yom Tif that's like Shabbos Yom Kippur where you're not allowed to cook. That's what the Gra says. It's an intro to the Yomim Tovim. Okay, either way. So Yom Kippur is a Shtikl Shabbos. We know that there's six aliyahs, five aliyahs on Yom Tif, seven aliyahs on Shabbos. Yom Kippur is six. It's kind of in between a Yom Tif and a Shabbos. So therefore, my brother said from a source, could be the Grub himself, that there should be Shal Shul. There should be three meals for Yom Kippur. By Erev Yom Kippur is one meal. Matz Yom Kippur is a second meal. Where's Shal Shul? Any suggestions? Purim, Yom Kippurim. There's a connection, the Zohar connects, and the Sudas Purim is like the Shal Shudas. I think he writes that somewhere. I think he brings the source also. Could be from the Shalai, I don't remember. It's been a while. Either way, the Matzah Yom Kippur Yantif, it's the Sudas Yantif, and there's a Tzorech Mitzvah to override Marv in order to prepare for the meal. Now, that's all very interesting. What I really wanted to get to was the end where he quotes the Bahag. What does the Bahag say, guys? The Bahag seems to say that Be'etzim Tfilas Arvis is really a Rishus. When the Gemara says Rishus, it meant Rishus. You have an option. It's voluntary. But what changed? They took upon themselves a chova. Klai Yisrael accepted upon them as a chiv. They didn't have to, but they made it to a chiv. So it wasn't created as a chiv. It was created as a Rishus, but they were makabel on themselves as a chiv. The Rosh himself doesn't like it, but we're going to just take the position of the Bahag right now that he does hold that Shavi Alayu chova. It's a chova for them. Yeah.
Is that more private for the Rosh? It's a bit difficult to understand
Which, what were you reading right now? I'm sorry.
There's a bit like in the Tiferes Shmuel, underneath the Rosh, which seems to know that this is all the...
On which line? I'm not sure which line you're referring to.
The line of Hira.
That this is not the Rosh rejecting it.
Yeah, he says that's the Bahag himself saying, line of Hira for some people who say that the only people who accepted Ma'ariv upon themselves were those who davened like at least once or started davening. Like he says in the Nechit Taylor.
Okay, could be. I have to look at it better. Could be right. Yeah, could be. So he's saying this is not Bahag Shita, the Bahag's sporting opinion, the Bahag himself rejects it?
I mean, he says the Bahag holds the Shita that we all accept as one themselves. It's just that part of life here is the Bahag as well.
Got it. Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, I have to look into it. Shkoyah. Okay, so now that's the Shita of the Bahag. That it was really Rishus, but they were makabalit as a chova. Now, come on, Eric pointed out there might be an important afkamina, legabe, whether you interpret Rishus to mean mitzvah like Tosfos, or Rishus, mamish, like the Bahag, with respect to Nashim, with respect to women. Would women be chayv or not? That's a discussion in general based on the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf and Beis, that women are chayv. But there's two ways how to read that Gemara. Does that include Marev or not, based on different girsos? But perhaps this would be an angle as well. In other words, if it's really a mitzvah, Rishus, like Tosas holds, then seemingly women should be chayv in it. Gemara says that tefillah is not a mitzvah, say she'as man grama, simple reading. So women should be chayv. But if you say, like the Bahag, that tefillah's arvis is really bad to Rishus, but we are makabal it as a chova, that Kabbalah, most achorim say, was not accepted by women to daven as a chova, only the men. And there's a big nafkmina, not only whether they have to daven, but let's say they missed the mincha. You have to daven mincha. Mincha and shacharis, how that works when women's lives are crazy raising children, it's another story, halach l'maisa. But if, let's say, they miss mincha, can they daven marv twice as a tashlumim? They don't have marv. Only if the next minion is a shechiv could that be used for tashlumim. But if the next tefillah is not, it's a rishus, maybe it shouldn't work. So maybe shacharis for them should be tashlumim. Because maybe in their world, there are only two tefillahs, shacharis and mincha. They miss mincha, maybe they should daven two shachris. So that might depend on this discussion as well. Excellent point. Yeah, to
view. Can you explain again what Rishus means in Tosfos?
Yeah, Rishus means that Tosfos says, Rishus, again, it's really a mitzvah. The options are really chova versus a mitzvah. Marv's a Rishus, rather a mitzvah according to everyone, says Tosfos. When the Gemara calls it a Rishus, it means only when you have to choose between Marv and some other mitzvah, Marv always loses. It's a Rishus, the guy, but whatever other mitzvah it is. But when there's no other mitzvah, just davening Marv, you certainly have to daven Marv. That's what he holds. So now, within the Shita of the Bahag, let's go to the Rambam. Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefila, next page, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. He tells us, V'chein hiskinu sheyeh adam mispalel tefilas achas barlaila, a person must daven Marv every single night. Sherei evari tamid shel bin arbaim misachlin v'holuchin kol alayla shenemar hi ha'ola. Kinen shenemar erev avoke v'tzaraim. Asicha v'ema v'yishma koli. Okay, so this idea to daven marv once a night, keneged the evar mepudar. Okay, v'ein tefilas arvis chova k'tefilas shachris and mincha. It's not a chova like shachris and arvis and mincha rather. V'afal pikein nahogu kol yisrael b'chol mekomos moshvoseim lispal arvis v'kibluha alem k'tefilas chova. So initially, the initial institution, the initial takana was only to be a Rishus, or not to be a Chova in the words of the Rambam, but it was accepted to be a Chova. That was the understanding of the Rambam. Now, word for is it? I'm not sure word for word, but it's pretty similar. Correct. The term of eino chova is an awkward way to say it's a reshus, but yeah, the kiblu aleihem is like the bahag. Now, you turn to the next Rambam in Hilchos Tefila Perek Yud Halacha Vav, and here we have a very interesting machlokas Rambam Ravid. Halacha mishen is topic lo im hispalo im lo. Person wasn't sure if he didn't daven, which is not a good thing. Of course, we spoke about the importance of kavani yesterday. Hopefully, you should remember when you're davening. But if you didn't, and it could happen, so then what do you do? Eino chozim mispalo. He should not repeat. He should not daven again. Im kain elam kain mispal tefila zu al das shi nedava. As he says that it's a nedava. He makes it tonight, maybe. Shim ratza yachid mispalo im kol yom tefilas nedava yispalo. Person could daven all day long if he wants. He could say nedavas back to back if he chooses to. Mishaya omid betefila v'niskar shekvar yispalo. The guy's davening. He starts doing slach lano. He said, "Wait a second! I just did that an hour ago. I'm davening mincha second time. So what should he do?" Posek, he stops mid sentence. Ve'afilu be'emsa brach. Even in the middle of brach, he just stops and walks off. Vim ha'yisat tefilas arvis. But if this took place during Maariv, and he realized davening Maariv that he was repeating Maariv again, eino posek. He does not have to stop. Shelo hispala osa mitchila ela al das she'eino chova. That he only davened Marv in the first place, not al tachova as a rishus. I mean, it's a nedava anyways. Marv's a nedava, so now it's also a nedava. One was a nedava Marv, and now just a nedava stam. So I continue to daven. And the Ravid takes issue with this. Ravid says, ein kan nachas ruach, which just means it doesn't make any sense. Fine. So what do you do with this machlokas Rambam and the Ravid? So the Rav Chaim talks about this. Hopefully you got a chance to see this. If not, we'll go through it together now. Rambam and the Rav Chaim explained as follows. Ein mekesem mishna shapir shasaga mishum desvila gan tefilas arvis kibil b'chova. The reason why the Rambam had a problem is that even though I agree that it once upon a time was a reshus, the Rambam, but now didn't you yourself say kiblu k'chova? V'dina shaposik b'em sabrach. And now it's taken on, takes on the same din as shachwas and ma and mincha. That's now a chova. That's a kabbalah as a chova. Uldas Rambam, the whole chova v'nedava lo mitzarfa. You can't put these two together. Two different, very different shmoneh esrei. Two different tefillas. How can it be? So he explains the zut tefillas chova, zut tefillas nedava. The arvis din reshus v'nedava Allah. He says arvis has a din of reshus v'nedava Allah. V'had dekavu l'chova perusho. What does it mean? Shekavu chova al atzman lispal tefillas reshus v'nedava. The Kabbalah was. Not that the Kabbalah transformed the Arvis from Rishus to Chova. It stays. It remains as a Rishus. The Chefs of Shel Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. As a Gavra, we took upon ourselves to say this, to go ahead. Tzitzis is a great example. I don't have to wear Tzitzis. I don't have to wear Dal Kanfos if I don't want to. But it's brought down Halacha. We are Makabal as a Chova to wear it. I remember when I was in camp, probably like many of you, that I knew, I'm a very smart guy, I knew the halacha, I don't have to wear tzitzis, right? So my counselor came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he was very frum and learned and all, he flipped out, they're trying to convince me I have to wear tzitzis. I said, no I don't, I'm not wearing dad kampos, I know the halacha, it's only reshus. So he showed me inside where that even though it's only reshus, we were makabal upon ourselves to do it as a chova. Does that mean now that these become a mitzvah chiyuvis tzitzis? No. It remains a chefzit shel mitzvah kiyumis, it's a reshus. We're just, as a gavra, we're makabel to wear it, but it does not change the nature of arvis itself. And therefore, Chaim explained, be'etzem, marv is a reshus. It's no different than nedava, which is a reshus. And therefore, mid-sentence, you could switch from arvis to nedava, because they're the same type of tzilas. And that's how he explains the shita of the Rambam. So before I get to your question, so now what comes out from this as follows is, the Bahag holds, there is a Kabbalah to say arvis. The question becomes, does an arvis transform to a chova, or does it retain or the chaloshem reshus? The Ravid, according to Chazal Mishnah, thinks the Kabbalah transforms the arvis into a chova now, and the Rambam holds that it remains in the status of being a reshus. Here, Paul.
Your time is only saying that it becomes a chova only once you start davening, or even like on its own?
I think he said this also, right? He explained later on that Misha Hischiel, he says that, quoting, if you look at the riff later on, he quotes in the riff that once you start davening, it becomes a chova the moment you start davening. And, one second. So the riff says that the, right, the chiv, once you begin, it becomes a chiv, whether Rambam holds it remains rishus, but I guess he doesn't address the point, but it would seem that the chiv exists to daven. I need to daven begavra. As a person, I need to daven. And when I daven, it's a rishus, though. The check mark is a rishus, whatever that means, up in Shemayim. But it doesn't change the nature of the tefillah.
And that the Baha'u would agree with that?
Unclear from the Baha'u. We don't know. But the Kasem Mishnah's understanding of the Ravid, even the Ravid doesn't say so much, he thinks he holds, again, the camp of the Baha'u is that we accept the Chovah. What does that mean? Does it mean the tefillah changes or not? So the way Reb Chaim is understanding this machlokas is the Ravid thinks it changes, again, within the world of the Baha'u, on that side, it changes Marv into a Chovah, and for the Rambam, it remains a Rishus, it's just a Chiv and the Gavra to do this, mitzvah Rishus. No, the Ravid would also be a Chiv to daven. Be a Chiv, yeah. Yeah. Just like the case of tzitzis, that we accept it upon ourselves to wear tzitzis. So, but that chiv does not change the nature of the mitzvah itself. The Torah said that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a rishus. If you wear don kampos, if you happen to wear don kampos, you wear tzitzis. The Torah, whatever it came from, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, says that arvis is rishus. That's the chef to show mitzvah is rishus. So although we accepted it, doesn't mean we're changing the nature of the mitzvah, though.
But it's changing the nature of the mitzvah like out of you.
That's fine. There's a chepsin, there's a gavra.
You've changed your relationship with that, though.
Which is fine also, but doesn't mean I changed the chepsin itself. I give another a different type of example. When it comes to Yom Kippur, so now everyone is has to fast, and it's also to eat. So now there's a question in the Achronim, does food become now machal sasuros? Is a kosher piece of steak, is that now considered treif? Well, no, just an issa for me to eat it. Does it change the chepsa? No, it's an issa that we, begavra, based on the Torah, we have a chiv to refrain from eating it. But that doesn't change the chepsa. So in the positive, we have a chiv to daven, but that chiv doesn't change the nature of the chepsa. Because tefillah is a deraisa and therefore it's in the double. What do you mean?
Meaning if you say it's in the double, so then that seems to be the entire. If you say it's in the double, it seems to be saying it's
there a bottom. No, I'm saying he holds, Rama holds every single day there's a chiv to daven once. You daven once, read it, Shachas Mincha, but read it, third time, by Marv, you could choose any tefillah, whichever one you want.
I don't know, but he doesn't specifically say he's talking about Marv. It's just his following in general.
No, he's talking about if a person wants to daven on top of his obligations to daven Shachris, Mincha, and Marv, you could daven as many in the daven as you want, all day long. That's based on the Gemara. But I'm not sure if it relates to the Chiv Deraisa versus Derabanan. Yeah?
When we say Rishos, is that the same thing as Nadava? It seems that, at least in Tosfos, that Rishos, you have a responsibility to daven Marv, as a military Rishos. But that's what it seems to be like in Nadava.
Correct. It's not like Tosfos. Tosfos defines Rishus to be mitzvah. And Rishus means when it's up against another mitzvah, it push up. But Be'etzem, Marv is a mitzvah. Not a Rishus, it's really a mitzvah. The Bahag, the Ram, and the Ravid hold that, no, Rishus mamish, it's voluntary, completely optional. It's like a Nadava, completely optional. Except we took upon ourselves later on as a Chova. Does that change the nature of the Marv or not? That's the debate we're going through right now. Exactly. But for the Tosfos, it was never Rishus. It was always, from the beginning, it was a mitzvah. We just call it Rishus regarding relative to other mitzvahs, but Be'etzim, it's really a mitzvah. So just starting off, the beginning of time when the Marv was created, Tosfos thought it was a mitzvah, the Rambam thought it was Rishus. Over time, now the Rambam and others think it's a Chovah, it's more important, more obligatory than that of the Tosfos Shita. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Erev Shabbos. Looking forward to spending time with you over Shabbos.